My friends, we are now approaching the great Rosary month of October. And there's such a myriad of reasons why each one of us should be praying the Rosary daily, both for personal, family, and global reasons. Our Lady of the Rosary says that only through the daily praying of the Rosary can we obtain peace to the world. We have, of course, the message that comes forward from the Vicars of Christ, the Holy Fathers, calling us to daily pray the Rosary. St. John Paul II praying the 15-decade Rosary daily, which then inspired Pope Francis to do the same. We have, of course, the October 7th event of history, the great Battle of Lepanto, where Pope St. Pius V calls the Western world to pray the Rosary against the invaders of the Muslim Turk fleet at Lepanto and the much smaller Christian fleet defeats the larger Muslim Turk fleet through the power of the Rosary. Example after example, even recent examples of the great Rosary Crusade in the Philippines in the mid-1980s, where the Marcos dictatorship had tanks lined up in the middle of the major square in Manila against a million people praying the Rosary. And although the order was given to fire on the people, many of the soldiers testified that they saw the silhouette of Our Lady between themselves and the crowd and did not obey the command. And even most recently with Bishop Oliver Dome of Nigeria, whose diocese was being devastated by Boko Haram, the terrorist group. And then when he goes before the Blessed Sacrament and he asks Jesus for help for his people, Jesus appears to him in a vision, holds out to him a sword. And when the bishop takes the sword, it turns into a rosary. And Jesus tells him three times, Boko Haram gone. And from that time, a couple years back to the present, Boko Haram, this massive terrorist group, is almost completely eliminated from the diocese in which the bishop had lost from 120,000 down to 40,000 practicing Catholics. Now that's being restored through the power of the rosary. The same is true about our marriages, our families, kids who have gone astray, the situation with moral decadence, even the concerning elements of natural disaster, and even saber rattling with North Korea and the United States. These are key elements which call us to pray the rosary. So let's take the message of Our Lady of Fatima, who comes not as Our Lady of Fatima, but with the proper title, Our Lady of the Rosary. Let's pray the rosary daily for peace in the world. Let's pray the rosary daily for family protection. And I want to make a particular appeal to parents, moms and dads, please, let's pray the beads for our kids, for the protection of our relationships between husbands and wives, but also for the children. It's the Rosary month. Let's take advantage of this reminder and respond to utilizing the great spiritual weapon our Blessed Mother has given us, especially with the special needs of our times. Thank you and God bless.